What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and today we are joined by Executive Director of Licking County Soil and Water Conservation District, Christy Hawthorne, as it's that time of the year for the Licking County River Roundup. Christy, tell us a little bit more about this year's River Roundup.
Yes, thanks for having me on. Our 2026 River Roundup is coming up on September 12th. We have 13 different locations across the county to choose from for volunteers to come out and get their hands dirty and get the trash out of the river.
So I know that you guys are looking for volunteers. How big of an impact does this event make?
The impact is huge. Just last year, we cleaned up over 8,000 pounds of trash, 175 tires, and 1,500 pounds of scrap metal, plus one full vehicle out of the waterways. I talk to a lot of people about this, and we've been doing this now for 31 years, and I can't imagine if we didn't do this every year what our waterways would look like.
I don't think people realize how much stuff gets dumped into the river each year.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different ways that it ends up in the river. When we have floods, things get washed down the river from the floodplains. But also just when people either throw out trash from their cars or if it's in the back of their truck and it blows out, things that are in the road ditches, all water goes to the river, and it takes the trash right along with it.
Now, what does it look like for a volunteer to be part of this event?
Those of you who want to volunteer can go to our website. You can Google Licking County River Roundup and find us on social media or through our website. There's a link that you would sign up. You would choose which site you want to go to. And if you sign up before August 21st, you're secured a free T-shirt, volunteer T-shirt. We have some other swag items and things to give away as well. For this year, we have something new that all of our volunteers will be put into a raffle to win a new kayak and all the swag that goes with it, life jacket, dry bag, the whole nine yards, so they can go out and enjoy those clean rivers.
Wow, that is so cool. That's awesome that you're able to give back to the volunteers as well. Now, is there a deadline for registration, even if somebody like doesn't want to get the T-shirt, but they still want to volunteer, or is it the same?
If you want to sign up and are not worried about getting a T-shirt, the registration will close on Friday, September 4th.
Now, is there anything that you look forward to most about this event?
Actually, I enjoy the celebration of the accomplishments of what we do. So this year, we're having a celebration on Thursday, September 24th at Infirmary Mound Park in Granville from 5 to 7 p.m. That's where the kayak raffle winner will be announced. We've got free ice cream for all the volunteers. We'll have music and food trucks and games. The entire community is welcome to come out and celebrate our accomplishments, but we're really going to celebrate the volunteers that helped us out during the cleanup itself.
Just a reminder on what day is the actual River Roundup and where can people sign up at?
The actual day is Saturday, September 12th. We typically start off at about 8 o'clock in the morning, and you're usually done by noon. You can Google Licking County River Roundup to find the sign-up on social media and our soil and water website. You know, we've got a lot of people out there who are very concerned about the environment, and those who love nature and hate trash, this is a perfect opportunity for you guys to get involved in making sure that we have clean rivers. We would also like to thank Shackelford's Disposal for their 11 years of support as a presenting sponsor. Couldn't do it without them because we have to have some place to put all that trash.
You've got The Vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.